This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, filled with all the things you're looking for. You're looking for magazines for your weapon, they have them. Ammunition for your weapon, 50 million rounds they keep. All the time. All the time. It's a big circle. Some goes out, more comes in. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. No guests tonight, but, you know, if you got a question or if you want to talk about something that I'm not talking about tonight, since it's Friday, number to get in, 877-807-4048. That is 877-807-4048. Let's unpack the Pew Research Center and some of their polls they've been having. They had a report titled America's Complex Relationship with Guns. Their results present somewhat of a mixed picture that I don't really understand. With usual firearm-related survey caveats in mind, Pew generally appears to have taken a relatively unbiased approach, trying to cover everything from the demographics of gun owners to views on violence in America and opinions on gun control policies. This is an 80-page report, and it offers a few key takeaways. Now, in terms of ownership, the results show about 42% of respondents live in a household with a gun, and another 36% report they would be open to owning a gun in the future. At least two-thirds of respondents have lived in a household with a firearm at some point in their lives. Biggest reason to own one, personal protection. Two-thirds of respondents citing this as their biggest reason. Remaining answers for firearm ownership, hunting 38%, sport shooting 30%. 44% say that they had multiple reasons for owning guns. They also found that about two-thirds of gun owners own multiple firearms. So rather than vilifying this as a small minority stockpiling weapons, they note that those with multiple firearms tend to be hunters and own different types of firearms for different purposes, including protection, hunting, and participation in shooting sports. About half of us get to the range, and another 34% of us are hunting. Training is important to us as well, with 59% saying safety courses for gun owners with children is a priority, and 95% of gun owners say talking to kids about gun safety is imperative. Or you just could get Yehuda Reamer's book. NSSF encourages gun owners to have that conversation with their children and to practice safe storage that meets their needs, whether in the form of a cable lock, safe storage lockbox, or gun safe. I'm glad I don't have small children anymore. That way I don't have to lock anything up. Throughout the results, it is clear that Americans are divided along partisan and regional lines on firearm-related issues. This division exists among gun owners as well as non-gun owners. The results regarding gun control policies must be taken with a grain of salt, because the survey did not explain the policy prescriptions, instead testing the support for sound bites. Sound bites are always a slippery slope. And, you know, getting out there and saying, how do you feel about background checks? Well, we've already got them, so I feel pretty good. We'll put you down as saying you favor them. So the way questions are worded largely determines where the results will fall on a whole lot of these issues. It is interesting that the top-rated policy option here was preventing the mentally ill from purchasing guns. That received support from 89% of the respondents, and it has been the focus of NSSF. They have something called the Fix NICS Initiative to encourage states to submit their prohibiting mental health records to the federal background check database. I don't really know why they would encourage them to do that, because that's what Obamacare was supposed to do. And we still have Obamacare. Hasn't been repealed yet. We'll talk about that later, by the way. On an unaided basis, it is evident that Pew poll respondents did not know that no-fly lists are notoriously error-prone. They didn't know that names are added without due process to deny a fundamental right. Likewise, these survey administrators surely did not know that federally licensed retailers at gun shows already perform background checks. So calls for universal background checks would, as we learned with the Colorado experience, actually not contribute greatly to the number of checks performed nationally. In Colorado, the prevailing figure, which has been debunked here, everywhere, was 40%. It was never 40%. It was actually 37%. It was based on 254 respondents. The people who did it said it was flawed. In Colorado, they found out it was like 4%. So it's by a factor of 10 less. Also of concern, the survey seemed to ask about a style of rifle and not how they actually function. And there are a lot of other reasons to be skeptical of their findings. The research attempts, they attempted, but doesn't fully answer the question of how many gun owners self-select to opt out of ownership surveys. They did note that most gun owners don't think they're having a firearm as public business. They found 80% of gun owners don't advertise their ownership, but they don't hide it either. Another 20% said they'd rather people don't know or specifically evening. We are coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I get asked a lot about how much spare ammo to carry. When I'm going on the road, I carry a lot of spare ammo. I mean, I carry, I'm probably carrying 4 spare magazines for the handgun, and I'm carrying a rifle with 4 spare magazines. So, things really go bad, I have enough to play with. However, I digress. Four spare magazines in either the SIG P320 or the Glock 17 works out to be what? 17 is 34. So 68 spare rounds plus the 17 that are in the gun. So what? I'm carrying 85 rounds. I've talked about this guy before, but we're going to talk about him again just because I keep getting asked about spare ammunition. And I'm talking about Police Sergeant Timothy Graymans. He used to carry 47 rounds of handgun ammunition on his person while on duty. Today, when your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined now by Marcus Weldon, whose story is one that this could be anybody. This could be me. This could be you. He spent more than $30,000 on legal fees. It was a year and a half long ordeal just to prove what he'd been saying all along. In a time when there were self-defense shootings happening in Detroit, it seemed like every other day. And it just, you know, the fact that he got singled out is interesting to me. Joining us again is Marcus Weldon. You feel, one of the statements you said was that there was no justice here. You kind of feel like they came after you for some reason. Did anybody from the prosecutor's office ever acknowledge it when the jury came back and exonerated you? Did they come up and say, well, you know, we had to charge you or anything like that? Or did they just fade away?
No, you know, but one thing that was interesting, though, was I had a prosecutor, my original prosecutor, who started my case, didn't finish the case. She ended up, for whatever reason, dropping off the case and never got the reason why. She just kind of just dropped it, and another prosecutor picked it up. And so I was kind of stuck in limbo for a minute without a prosecutor. And also, I got another judge. And that was real weird. I thought to myself, I wonder, did she drop it because she didn't want anything to do with it? But other than that, I mean, there was no apology, nothing of that type of sort. Now, the prosecutor, when the verdict came in, she didn't even show up to hear her own verdict. That's another thing that I should say, which is very interesting. She didn't even show up. Another prosecutor showed up that had nothing to do with the case, came in just to hear the verdict. So that was real interesting.
Now, you know, I haven't been to Michigan. I couldn't tell you that much about it. I do hear about what's going on up there. Now, your altercation was with two guys named Salah Rifai and Omar Patti.
Correct.
And I was hearing about all of this self-defense, all these shootings. You wounded them. You didn't kill them. And I was hearing about guys being just blown out of their socks wholesale just because people were stopping crime. And, you know, I hear about Dearborn. Everybody calls Dearborn is standing and everything else. How many other self-defense shootings in your area had to do with anybody Middle Eastern?
There was a few. There had been about three or four that I can remember. A lot of them deal with gas station clerks shooting, a lot of times, unarmed black males. Whether it's stealing a bag of chips or a dispute over money. Living in Detroit, I can tell you that a lot of the liquor stores, party stores, have had a very, very heated relationships when it comes to black males, because a lot of the youngsters in the area, and this is something that I know from living here that you may not know, people may not know, but they are, not all of them now, let me make that clear, but they are delivering and supplying drugs to a lot of the young kids in the area and allowing them to sell the drugs outside the store, outside the gas station. But the moment that they are caught by police, the fall goes on the young black male who usually gets caught with a pocket full of whatever they're selling. I know that personally from people that I have seen it happen to over and over and time again.
But this was the, how many of these kinds of cases where, you know, we hear, and, you know, I'm reaching because I'm trying to understand what went wrong with you. But we hear about in Germany, around New Year's, when all of these Middle Eastern guys were trying to basically, at the very least, sexually harass, in some cases sexually assault or rape women in Germany. Mm-hmm.
And here we got these two guys, and they're harassing a female, and you're there, and you come to her rescue like anybody would. And but these two guys are Middle Eastern. And now, how many shootings are involved where you are shooting Middle Eastern people? Not so much where they're involved, just where they are the ones you're defending against. How many of those types of shootings are happening in Detroit or were happening at that time? Do you know?
I think I may have been the first one. I mean, like I said, I've heard it the opposite. You know, I've heard black males being shot by Middle Eastern people. This may be the first one where the black male was shooting, hitting the Middle Eastern. But a lot, you hear a lot more of the other side.
Did anybody make that? I mean, did your lawyer bring that up? Did anybody bring that up during the trial? Or, you know, that you were dealing with a culture that, you know, harasses women. That's part and parcel of the culture. It's not like Islam is not like the Baptists. I'm sure you've already found that out. So, did anybody bring that up during your trial?
They did not in front of the judge, jury, the prosecutor. You know, honestly. There was so much other evidence that we didn't even have to dig into the culture relationship between the two. But amongst us, yes, there was talks. Never did we actually go out and say it on the dock in front of the judge, in front of a jury. We kind of just kept it based on evidence, facts, and left the emotions out of it.
So, given, I mean, I've heard about some of the cases out there. Yours just seems sort of cut and dry to me, to be honest with you. You had your daughter, right? Your daughter was with you, and you had a female with you. And you got two guys harassing. And, you know, in a case like that, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit back and take a survey and find out what their intentions are. You got to act. And you acted, and obviously you acted within the law, and yet they came after you. Now, when... You know, I'm very glad that it's sort of over, but we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about what this did to you, to Marcus Weldon, in between the time of this incident and then everything not having to do with this case, how this affected your life. We know you spent $30,000, and that's, you know, compared to some cases, that's... It can be that, you know, relatively speaking, that's pretty high, it seems like, for it to have been as short as it was and that clear cut. That seems like a sort of high number to me. So we're going to discuss this when we get back. Marcus Weldon, free man walking today out there, wrongfully prosecuted for something that was righteous self-defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by Marcus Weldon. He was dubbed, I guess because of his clothing, the Santa shooter. I never quite, I saw that and I was like, wow, you guys really have no imagination, don't you? He finds himself today at walking around still free and everything else, but a little lighter. He had to give up the equivalent of a nice new car or a college education or maybe a down payment on a nice house just to stay free, just for committing self-defense. What was that like, that year and a half? What was that like?
The hardest year and a half of my life, definitely. Worst part was looking in my daughter's eyes, wondering if I was going to be there the following year. And constantly seeing the dates being pushed back. Every time I would get to a court date, and I would say, okay, this is it. We're getting ready to knock this thing out the park. Let's do it. And it gets pushed back another 3 months and another 3 months. And every time it was just like they keep pushing it back. It totally wears you down. And then also seeing evidence throughout the process mysteriously pop up and appear, and some evidence that you think, okay, well, this right here is going to make the prosecutor or the judge say, throw this case out. And then you get to court, and then you find out that, hey, we can't use this piece of evidence because of a witness who cannot be found because they have now vanished. So I'm just in this mindset. I was really, really just like, man, they're about to try to nail me, and they're going to do whatever they can to make sure they get a conviction. So, of course, I was drained, not just financially, but mentally and really physically, too, when you add in the fact that you can't eat, can't sleep, medication. I was going to therapy, and it really mentally was just exhausting.
For did they ever come to you trying to get you to plead?
Yes. Actually, the very first day of jury selection, going into trial, finally got there. Year and a half, we're finally here. You know, anxiety's already through the roof, pockets light, and you're like, we're finally here. Then they finally said, hey, take this year in jail. You're facing 25 or 30, however many years it was. We'll knock off six of the felonies, and you'll do one for the, you know, I think it was the felony firearm, or was it, you know, one of the lesser charges.
And, right.
1 year in jail, which is, sounds like a delicious deal when you think of prison time.
Right.
And you will be out, probably, if you do good behavior, in 6 months. So they threw me that proposition in the middle of being emotional and trying to figure out the trial, and they offered it to me three times. And each time, it was harder to say no, because every time you say no, they would say, well, you know, once you say no, you know, face it 30. You know, and it didn't make it any easier when my attorney kind of looking puzzled in the direction he wanted to go, you know, and I don't know if it was more so the fact that the prosecutor was such a, because the one I had, she's one of the top prosecutors. She is definitely rated high on the list. So that plea deal was tough, but I stuck to my guns both times, literally and in the courtroom.
Where was, when all this was going down, did anybody in the gun community approach you to try to give you any sort of help or anything?
Yes, that was, I would say about 45% of my help came from the gun community, more so on knowledge, but also financially. I went to Lansing State Capitol Building in Michigan, and I ended up meeting DJ Grisham of Open Carry Texas. He was a big advocate in Texas, and he really took me in and helped me get much financial support, and just shared my posts with his following. Helped me out a tremendous amount. Rick Ector, outstanding support I got from him. He also was the self-defense expert on my case. He reviewed the entire case, and he gave his expert opinion. He wanted to do it in court, but the prosecutor wouldn't allow that, of course. So he ended up writing up a nice four-page document and gave it to my attorney, and he mapped it out, and he said, hey, for all this evidence here, this is a legitimate self-defense case. And also I had other people who I met in Lansing, different senators and different state representatives that all kind of shared my posts on Facebook to try to get me a little bit of help from outside of the community.
Right. Did that surprise you? I mean, before that, were you ever involved in the gun community as far as the, going and shooting at the range and hanging out with the gun community is sort of a breed all of its own, but it's sort of colorblind, yeah. It's sort of gender blind. Were you involved in that prior to that?
Not at all. And I really talk about that in my book as well, because I call it a culture shock, because here, not just as far as race goes, but as far as the gun culture, even though you own a firearm, you still can be away from the gun culture. You can still be away from the firearms community. And what I mean by that is understanding and knowing people that fully understand the Second Amendment. I never viewed the Second Amendment as I guess, American entitlement or looked at it as being proactive. I did look at it as being proactive with my safety, but it was more so looked at in my eyes as, hey, my best friend was murdered and killed in a carjacking. This is a necessity to live in the city of Detroit.
Right.
I'll think about the rest when it comes along. So I wasn't proactive like I should have been. And once I experienced this counterculture shock, it changed my mind. And I realized that, hey, man, this Second Amendment is more than just defending yourself. I mean, that's a big chunk of it, of course, no doubt. But it also has a lot to do with the Founding Fathers writing up the checks and balances against tyranny and giving the people the power to hold off tyrannical government. So it was a lot more that I learned, and the self-defense funds, the insurance policy that they had out there, I did not know anything about them until guys like CJ and Rick Ector really took me under their wing.
Right. Now, would you say that, I know that you're making the rounds and everything, how do you feel about being a part of it now, the gun culture, the gun culture 2.0, because you're a young fella. What do you think of it?
Definitely the opposite of the stereotype that I was pretty much, my mind was primed with. You hear about the white guys with beards that are old, 50 and over. So that's the stereotype. Everybody knows it, you know. So although there's a side of it that, you know, does fit that stereotype, but there's also a side of it that fits the stereotype of your regular gun urban shooter or a lot of women. I think the big shock for me was I didn't realize how many women were involved. I mean, when I went to the NRA convention, I mean, there are a lot of women who are empowering themselves, and it was just amazing. Then you got the side like Maj Terrain, what he's doing with Black Guns Matter, and you know.
So let me hold you right there. I want to explore that whole thing with you about the NRA meetup when we get back.
Sorry.
Marcus Weldon, he's my guest. You can find his book. We'll give out all the links and everything. It'll be in the show notes with the podcast, everything else. Go buy the book. I get ready to read mine. I have an autographed copy because the man handed it to me himself, but it's still going to be a very fascinating read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Back at you. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Marcus Weldon. For some reason, the imaginless press dubbed him the Santa Shooter because were you dressed like Santa, or was it because it was during Christmas, or what was that?
Santa Claus outfit on. I didn't even have the full outfit. I didn't even have the beard or hat. Just more so just the coat and the I did have the boots though, but it was like overalls went over the shoes.
Yeah. Well, the boots are the important part, you know. At the NRA meetup this year, for me, when I was walking around, one thing that I noticed is it seemed like gun culture 2.0 was there in force. And for people my age, recognizing them, it's nice to see them. And you and Master Ray and a bunch of people were, you're part of the new fiber, the new material that is going to make and shape the Second Amendment movement that is coming up. What do you think about the melding of the old with the new when you get to walk around in something like that, like the NRA meetup?
Well, it's great. I mean, one thing I spoke about in a couple of my speaking engagements was that this is breaking barriers. I mean, can you imagine a guy from the city of Detroit having a conversation and building rapport with somebody from Texas? How can that be? Well, one way you can do that is the Second Amendment culture connects so many different areas together. We all have the common interest in firearms. So once we come to a venue like we did at the NRA convention in Atlanta. You got so many people from all over, and this would never have happened if it wasn't for the common love of firearms. So it's bringing people together. I mean, I've learned so much just from talking to people who look nothing like me, who come from a totally different background, and we have so much in common that we would never have thought. But so it's deeper than the gun. It's what we're doing now is we're it's a massive shock of culture, and it's something this nation needs, in my opinion, right now. And we learn so much from people, man. I've seen so many people ask me questions about things, and they say about Detroit and about culture over there, and it's just like being able to explain and articulate certain point of views that they may have not ever came across because they've been in their own bubble. Everybody's in their own bubble. You know, you may be in your own bubble in Minnesota. Someone may be in their own bubble in New York. And gun laws are different. You know, gun culture is different. But you're having a dose of that reality because you're having conversations with people all over. So it's great.
Well, I noticed one thing. Now, are you a boxer or a kickboxer?
Boxer. Like boxing a lot. My father was actually a boxer for the Marines overseas, and I kind of followed behind him.
I was a kickboxer in my youth, although that getting hit in the face all the time, that just sort of, you know. After a while, I began to tire of that, Marcus. That began to tire me out. And unfortunately, my first line of defense was with my face. So I would, just sort of, go ahead and hit me. I dare you. And, you know, then they would. So I found that about you. So, yes, there's one thing that Rick Ector and I have talked about is that all it takes for people is to find one common thread, and then they go from being this or that or male or female, black, white, plaid. They go from being that to just being somebody with a common interest, and then great things come out of that. So as you go forward, what will you do now?
One thing, my story can bridge the gap between the cultures. I think I can educate a lot of people to be more proactive. People have their firearms. You know, it's funny because there's so many people in Detroit who have their license to carry, but they don't have the knowledge that comes along with it. And then they tend to go along their merry life feeling like, hey, I don't need the legal firearms insurance. I don't need to necessarily have constant training. I just have my gun. Nothing probably ever happened. But when it does happen, you have to be prepared, not just when you actually in the shooting itself, but you need to be prepared for if you're possibly prosecuted. Every case may not be a slam dunk case. You may come across a situation where there were no cameras. There were no witnesses. Do you make a statement to the police? Do you wait till you go to trial? You know, how much attorney fees do you think you're going to accumulate? Because it's not just the attorney itself. There are forensic experts that you may want to gather up. And it's like playing cards. You got this whole deck. You got to figure out how you want to play it. So if you can be proactive, I can really tap into people to certain demographics and really get them, especially the younger crowd. Because I think a lot of the demographic, the younger people are the ones that are kind of nonchalant. And if I can tap into those communities, I think I can save a lot of lives. And it's a great feeling to know that you were able to save a life and prevent them from going through what I went through.
I can think of a lot of companies that, you know, like one of my sponsors, that could do a lot worse than putting you on the road just to plead the case, because you didn't have anything like that, did you? You didn't have any sort of legal services, insurance policy or anything. Everything that you did came off your hip.
Off my hip and out of my pocket. And that's when I'm a big advocate of some type of legal protection. I think that's my main goal. If I get everybody signed up with that, then that right there in itself is a win.
Well, I'm going to see if somebody's... I'm going to make a few calls myself tomorrow just to satisfy my own curiosity, because I sit back and I see a moment in time where somebody could really make a difference just explaining things. I had that happen to me when I was 15 years old, and you and I will have to talk about that another time when we're not on the air, but I had one of those moments where I could have used something like that, and I'll tell you about that, and I just see you as a natural fit for some of these guys. Are you able to still carry a gun? That completely exonerated you carry a gun today? Is that how that worked out?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that I had to get tied down. There was some PPO, personal protection orders, that were tied down on my name that shouldn't have been. There's a little bit of games that they play to try to keep me from owning firearms, but I had good attorneys that were shaking that loose for me. So they tried to really hold me or restrain me from coming in contact with firearms, even after the case was over. They did it, you know, just completely dirty, as far as I'm concerned, because personal protection order shouldn't be given to anyone unless it was served, and it's only supposed to last a year, but they had mine where it was pending, and it never was even served, and it was lasting over a year. So those type of things, of course, can keep you from having firearms. So,
should that even be valid after you've been exonerated for the reason that they laid that on you in the first place?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No.
I do a lot of open carry now anyway, but it's still kind of it's a strain.
Yes. What is your carry gun of choice?
I still go with either my 9mm or 40 caliber XDM Springfield. I think that's what's been working for me. The compact version is a lot easier to carry, but
right.
The home protection, the bigger one the 40 caliber is actually one I used for my home protection. I just happened to carry it that day.
Right.
I like the brand. I think it's easy to clean. You know, I'm a big guy when it comes to cleaning. I want something simple, easy to break down and clean. I'm putting it back together and I'm out. You know,
I'm surprised Hector didn't try to switch you over to an M&P.
Yeah.
Outstanding. We will have to revisit this. I'll have to call you, and we'll have to have a little offline discussion just so I can tell you where I've been before. One more time, tell them how they can find your book.
MarcusWeldon.com. That's my website. You can read more about me. I'll be getting my inventory up and sending back some to Amazon as well, because I think Amazon just sold out. They've been going pretty fast. I have some very, very big names that have been chiming in and picking up some. So, and it opens up a story about my life and how did I even get into firearms and where did I grow up. So, definitely check it out. You got to let me know what you think of it too, Bill.
I'm going to give you a book report. Thank you for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me. Look forward to
seeing you
soon.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.